Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. I am sharing some wonderful, energized, positive conversation with you today. It is cold outside, but you know, we've been hanging on, and the smoke in the air is just really, really hard to tolerate for most. I want to say that my heartfelt, I would say, condolences and also love and support is being shared to those who were in the fire here in California, in Paradise, California. The loss, I know, is beyond words for the family and everyone who's struggling at this time. Again, I want to express my condolences to all. Now, let's get into some conversation. This is Monday. And on a Monday, I usually like to share, you know, some grown folk talk in a very open, I would say blunt kind of way, but I try to use a little tack for those who can't find it comfortable to hear some of my daring topics and words. However, being a grown folk, you know, we do thrive on talking and experiencing things on a mature level. So with that being said, I'd like to talk today about, you know, this is the holiday season and we have a lot of people going through the struggles of, you know, loneliness and loss, and, you know, some are being blessed with togetherness and family and fun and positive things, but there's a lot of people suffering and struggling during this time. And not only with the loss of loved ones and death, and that has moved on and that's resting in peace and resting in heaven, but you have those who have lost relationships and marriages, and they are just out here lonely. You know, and the interesting thing is, you know, those who you think may be full of a whole lot of, you know, fun and people in their social circle and, you know, not having to want to care about having someone special are usually those who are the loneliest. And they don't wear it on their forehead. They don't express it through their mouths. They don't show it in their actions. But their heart is heavy and lonely. And sometimes just reaching out, you know, I've had a lot of people judge based on your status and things going on in your life that person has it going on. I am not going to try to approach them because, oh, wow, they got a whole list of folks banging at their door and trying to kick it down and everything else. Well, they may have, may I say, a lot of people banging at the door, trying to kick it down, trying to be a part of their circle in life, but that doesn't mean that they're opening the door. They may be peeking through that peephole, and they may not even be people who they want to even be in association with. So sometimes you have to follow your instinctual direction in approaching one. Don't let it be based on your own interpretation and judgment of where that person is in their life or what they have going on or what's happening. Approach them if you're interested. You know, let them know that you would like to spend some time or get to know them better, or, you know, perhaps just reach out with a kind word, a telephone call, a text, you know, an invite to have coffee, you know, that type of thing. And no, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking in general, that we have to be more proactive in approaching people that we feel is of an interest to us and not assuming. And to flip that on the other side, as you know, I'm gonna change the whole dynamics. You know, it's not just about sex. People are not just looking for sex when you talk about bonding and loneliness. You know, sex is good. You know, that thrill, that penetration, that moment, that excitement, that hotness, that fire, all of that. Trust me, all of that is good. But at the end of the day, it's about the quality time. It's about, you know, making that person feel special, showing them that, you know, you are interested in them and attracted to them in more ways than the sexual level. And sometimes just a deep conversation as to where they're at in their thinking, their heart. People are sometimes going through things that they don't openly share. Some people are private. Some people are have trust issues. Some people just need to feel comfortable in knowing that it's okay to share with you, or they don't want to burden you with their heaviness if they feel as though it's not the right time. So let's think beyond sex, folks. You know, let's try to reach out in a way that could possibly lead to some other stimulating good things. And then if sex is something that comes about that particular union and togetherness, and, you know, trying to build some kind of comfortability and some kind of closeness with a person, if sex comes about, hey, wonderful, fireworks, party, lovely, it is a good thing. But don't let that be the reason. And so I like to know what you guys think about that. I mean, some people say, you know, if the chemistry and the fireworks are there, hey, go for it. Don't put no limitations or rules or whatever on it. If you want to, you know, screw like minks, and then worry about all the rest later. Some say once that's done, sex that is, then there's no reason to really pursue anything else, because, hey, the sex becomes the main focus. So why get to know a person's heart? Why spend time? Why do things outside of the bubble? You know what I'm saying? Why get involved with them in a host of other ways when, shoot, it's all about the sex. So what do you think? You know, being grown, you know, your life experiences, your wisdom, you're maybe watching someone else going through something that you're like, wow, that's deep. I don't think I could do that. And then let me flip that again while we're on this subject. A lot of times people want to judge what they won't and will do, and they don't know what they will and won't do unless they are in a situation to make that an obvious reality of doing. I hope I made myself clear. Some people have a lot to say, but when the chips fall in a different way, or the table is turned and they're in a situation that's even worse or the same, they do something totally different. It's like, whoa, wasn't they the one saying that, you know, XYZ? But how come they are dealing with YZWXYSTVUDEEEEE? You know? I just put a little twist on it. But yeah, so don't get caught up in that. Experience and the situation is the general rule to being able to speak upon something. If you haven't been through the same scenario, if you're not going through it, you can't relate. And then even if you have, everybody deals and see things differently, and everybody's situation is uniquely different. So again, don't judge, give advice if warranted, and stay in your lane. So grown folks, back to what would you do this time of year, or any time of year, when you want to reach out to someone, when you want to show an interest and you maybe think they got a lot going on or whatever, whatever. I mean, do you go for it? Or do you sit back in the cut and just wish you woulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, and judge them based on your uncommon knowledge? And is it about sex only? If coming together and bonding is just about the sex, you have really nothing else. So what you doing? Especially when you become at a mature stage in your life and age, you want more. You desire more. You deserve more. So, you know, in your 20s, in your teens, 20s, 30s, even perhaps 40s, you know, you've screwed like minks and, you know, had it any kind of way you want it, upside down, flipped around, inside out. And it gets to a point where you want something more meaningful. You want something that is more trusting, more loyal, more something that's leading towards something that has more cohesiveness. And I think y'all know what I'm talking about. So chime in. Let me know what you feel, what you think. Sorry, this one went a little long, but I touched on a lot of things. My name is Donna Smith, your hostess with the mostest. I'm also known as Lady D. Check me out on Facebook under Donna Smith, Twitter under Miss Lady D 1111. Also, I'm on YouTube. Check out my videos when you get a chance under Donna Smith. I talk about topics like this all the time. If you want to send me an email, please do so at dgrier1000@yahoo.com. Let me say that again. dgrier12000@yahoo.com. And for you who are into poetry and music and love the sultry words that I deliver and my smooth listening, you can also Google me, Donna Smith, Lady D, or go to cdbaby.com under Donna Smith or Lady D and check me out. Check me out. You guys have a wonderful day. Until we meet again, be grown or be gone.